The assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. 50 years ago this week sparked days of rioting in African American communities here and around the country. While police and firefighters went to work as looters roamed and buildings burned, so too did journalists.
We get more now from WTOP's Brennan Hazelton as he continues our special series, DC Uprising, Voices from the 1968 Riots.
America is shocked and saddened by the brutal slaying tonight of Dr. Martin Luther King.
April 4th, 1968. President Lyndon Johnson addresses the nation, offering condolences to King's widow and his family. He also issues a call for restraint.
We can achieve nothing by lawlessness and divisiveness.
I came to the Washington Star, Evening Star, from the Dayton Daily News in Dayton, Ohio.
And that's Paul Delaney, who just a few hours before the president's remarks was having dinner and drinks with fellow Star reporters at the Hawk and Dove.
When at about 7 o'clock, a waiter rushed up to us and told us Dr. King had been shot in Memphis. So we canceled all the food.
After that, he and a colleague, Ronald Cerro, knew where to go.
We assigned ourselves to go to 14th and U because we knew that if there were action, it would be there. And when we drove up, there were rioters, people burning buildings at the corner. There was a People's Drugstore on the corner, and People was on fire. And so Ron and I started following the rioters.
In my next report,
hey, we're in the mayor's neighborhood. Let's go by and see what's happening there.
Taking a riot tour with the mayor. With WTOP.com writer-producer Jack Moore, Brennan Hazelton, WTOP News.